I have three words for you. Hydration. Amen. Salvation. Amen. Activation. Amen. Thank you. God bless. As usual, Shabbat has written my sermon, so he's going to come help me. A little about each of those three words. Do you remember what they are?
Hydration.
Salvation. Activation. Excellent. Hydration. Yesterday, my beloved, whose birthday happens to be today, and some 80 other persons rode a century, do you know what that means? 100 miles from Key Largo to Key West in support of the Mark House. Hydration, very important. Yes? Yes. I wonder how many gallons altogether those 80-some persons drank yesterday of all sorts of things. Pure water, yes, also electrolytes and so on. Hydration, crucial for the life and well-being of all flora and fauna. Some plants need less water, some need more, but all critters need some less, some more. We need a lot. This guy right up here, my assistant, also needs a lot. Hydration. It's the subject of the first reading in a certain way. The children of Israel are in the wilderness. They are tired. They are missing what is familiar, that is their life in Egypt. And they are thirsty. And in this story, as we've just heard, God instructs Moses to minister to their need for water by tapping a rock with the same staff that he used to part the Red Sea and with which he had struck the Nile. Lots of water activity associated with that staff, and this time water comes forth from a rock, quenching their thirst, meeting their physical needs in the midst of this new situation in which they found themselves. The rabbis of old used to tell a story that said, after this incident, the rock which Moses touched, from which water came forth, followed them around like a sag wagon in the wilderness, always there to provide water when they needed it. First word?
Hydration.
Second word?
Salvation.
Paul, our patron, in his only letter that we have to the church at Philippi, it might be a second, I don't know, but the one we read from today, a letter to the church in the city of Philippi in Greece. He gives us, after a few words of exhortation about being kind to one another and giving preference to one another, he recites or pins the words to one of our oldest Christian hymns. It begins, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought not equality with God a thing to be grasped," and so on. And then he concludes that passage with some interesting words about salvation. Do as you have been doing in my presence, and even more so in my absence, listen to the things I've said, obey what I have instructed you, and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. This verse is fascinating and often misunderstood and misapplied. It doesn't mean work to earn your salvation. It means, given that the reality is God in Christ, in grace, has provided our salvation, let us think seriously about how we should live, how we should work that out, how we should give expression to it in our lives and in the world. And note that it's our lives, not mine, not yours, but our lives, our salvation. with fear and trembling, not because we're so afraid or timid, not because we're afraid of God as a big scary meanie, but work it out, understanding that what we do is consequential. It matters what we do and how we do it. Which leads us to word number three, which is
activation.
This is where you stand up and start dancing. Just kidding. Activation to the gospel, where in Matthew's gospel, Jesus, whom we've been following around various places in Judea and Galilee, now is in the city of Jerusalem. This reading comes to us from the middle of Holy Week, just a few days before he will die for us. He's teaching in the temple, and he engages in some witty repartee with the scribes and elders who come to say, "Will you tell us this?" And he says, "I'll tell you that if you tell me this." And it's a little of a standoff. But then he tells a story, as he is wont to do, and asks them another question. What do you think? Tells the story of one child who asked by the parent to go and do work in the parent's vineyard, says, "Nope, not gonna," but then does. And a second who, when asked by the parent, says, "Yes, sir," but then doesn't do it. Why is he telling this story? I think it's about activation. It's great to know the right answers. It's great if you could score 100 on every Bible quiz, or if you could win every sword drill or whatever contest to test your biblical and theological knowledge. Not bad to know that stuff. Not bad to be able to quote scripture from memory. A very fine practice, in fact. But if you know all the right answers, but you don't live the questions, you've missed the point of the gospel, which is to follow Jesus in ways that are consequential, that make a difference where you are, to whom you minister, to who you personally are. Activation. One more time, three words: hydration, salvation, activation. And all of these flow nicely into the reason we blessed animals today. It's in honor of the feast day of someone whose day is October 4th. That's this Wednesday. And that's St. Francis of Assisi, who was convicted as a relatively young person that he needed to live his life for God in response to God's love and grace extended toward him. He was very sick for a while as a young person. He served a term of service as a soldier and experienced the trauma of war. And then he came back home and he felt he heard God saying to him, "Francis, rebuild my church." And he thought that meant literally. And so he set about building, rebuilding, reconstructing, something we are learning about around here, the church of San Damiano in his hometown of Assisi. And then he began to understand it's not just to rebuild the church building, it's to build and rebuild the church, the people of God. And so he set an example for the community by renouncing the great wealth of his family, by embracing a life of voluntary poverty, by spending time with lepers when nobody else would come near them, by preaching to animals and caring for the animals, the birds of the air, the flocks of the fields. He set us an example of what it looks like to care for animals and other species, including ourselves, and what it means to live in greater harmony and respect for the earth, which God has entrusted to our care. He knew something about hydration and taking care of animals and humans, including sick ones. He knew something about salvation and how to approach it as something consequential that calls forth a response from us. And he knew something about activation, walking the walk, not just talking the talk. This line is attributed to him, and he probably never said it, but it's such a great line. I'm going to tell you that he probably didn't say it and then say what a great line it is. And this is the line. Francis said to those in his company, "Preach the gospel always." Do you know what comes next? "If necessary, used words. Hydration, salvation, activation. Amen.